September 14, 1923, all creatures rotate around the divine sun. This is why man was created. Catastrophic consequences of sin. I was thinking of how all things rotate around the sun, the earth, ourselves, all creatures, the sea, the plants, in sum, everything. We all rotate around the sun. And because we rotate around the sun, we are illuminated and we receive its heat. So, it pours its burning rays upon all, and by rotating around it, we and the whole creation enjoy its light and receive part of the effects and goods which the sun contains. Now, how many beings do not rotate around the divine sun? Everyone does, all the angels, the saints, men, and all created things. Even the Queen Mama, does she perhaps not have the first round, in which, rapidly spinning around it, she absorbs all the reflections of the eternal sun? Now, while I was thinking about this, my divine Jesus moved in my interior, and squeezing me all to himself, told me, "My daughter, this was exactly the purpose for which I created man, that he would always rotate around me, and I, being at the center of his rotation like a sun, was to reflect in him my light, my love, my likeness and all my happiness. At every round of his, I was to give him ever new contentments, new beauty, burning arrows. Before man sinned, my divinity was not hidden, because by rotating around me, he was my reflection, and therefore he was the little light. So, it was as though natural that, I being the great sun, the little light could receive the reflections of my light. But, as soon as he sinned, he stopped spinning around me. His little light became dark. He became blind and lost the light to be able to see my divinity in his mortal flesh, as much as a creature is capable of. So much so, that in coming to redeem man, I took mortal flesh in order to be seen, not only because man had sinned with the flesh, and therefore I was to expiate with the flesh, but because he lacked the eyes to be able to see my divinity. In fact, my divinity, which dwelt within my humanity, was able to unleash, like lightnings and flashes, only a few rays of light from my divinity. See then, what great evil sin is. For man it is to lose his rotation around his Creator, to annul the purpose of creation, to be transformed from light into darkness, from beautiful into ugly. It is such a great evil that with all my redemption I was unable to restore in him the eyes to be able to see my divinity in his mortal flesh. But only when this flesh of man, decomposed and pulverized by death, will rise again on the day of judgment. What would happen if the whole creation could fail in doing its rotation around the sun? All things would be turned upside down. They would lose their light, harmony, beauty. Each one would bump against the other, and even if the sun were there, since nothing would rotate around it, the sun would be as though dead for the whole of creation. Now, because of original sin, man lost his rotation around his Creator, and therefore he lost order, dominion over himself, and light. And every time he sins, not only does he not rotate around his God, but not even around the goods of redemption, which, like a new sun, came to bring him forgiveness, refuge and salvation. But do you know who is the one who never ceases around? The soul who does my will and lives in it. As usual, she never stops, and she receives all the reflections of my humanity and also the flashes of light of my divinity.